You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode of Locked On Pirates is, of course, going to be brought to you by Locked On MLB. Walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan has all the news that you need about baseball in under 20 minutes every single day. Make sure you subscribe to the Locked On MLB podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I am, of course, your host who does the most, Ethan Smith. I hope you all are having a fabulous Tuesday, June 22nd, as the Pittsburgh Pirates kick off a new series today after a series win against the number two team in the AL Central. They now will play the number one team in the AL Central starting tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Also, a lot of minor league players for the Pittsburgh Pirates are getting some very good credibility this season. We're going to talk about two players in particular, two guys I don't really talk about a ton that I should start talking about more often, as it is Roenzi Day, as Roenzi Contreras will get the start tonight for the Altoona Curve, and along with him in Altoona, Mason Martin is establishing himself as one of the best power-hitting prospects in all of baseball. But before we talk about them, we're going to talk about this series in the majors against the Chicago White Sox. Now, of course, tonight, the Pirates, one thing they need to really notice going into this series, and I think that could be their detriment in losing both of these games against a very strong White Sox team, is their fabulous rotation. I mean, fabulous rotation. All five starters are under a 4 ERA, currently led by Lance Lynn, who's just above a 2 ERA. But the Pirates will not see Lance Lynn in this short two-game set. But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy, because tonight the Pirates will face Lucas Giolito. Giolito, of course, has a no-hitter earlier this season, and he also no-hit the Pirates last year in Chicago. Not one of the greatest games the Pirates had in that 19-41 season. Currently, Giolito is up there. He's having a very good start to the year. 14 starts, 103 strikeouts with a 3.86 ERA. He's definitely cemented himself in the AL Cy Young award race. I don't think he wins it. I think he'll be probably on the outside looking in, but he's definitely been a big reason why this White Sox team has had such a very good rotation. And one thing you'll notice about the White Sox as well is they strike batters out very well. In terms of throwing the strikeout ball. I know I just kind of said the same thing twice, but it's really crazy how their entire starting pitching staff has ERAs below a 4. And right now, the Chicago White Sox are currently, I believe, in the tops of the league in pitching, if I'm not mistaken. I know they're up there. But both of the pitchers they will see tonight, Dylan Cease and Lucas Giolito in the series, are both above 100 strikeouts. So it's definitely going to be an interesting thing for the Pirates to try to attack. Now, of course, we saw that the Indians kind of were getting their stuff back with their pitching staff as well. Pirates blew it up on them on Friday night, scoring 11 runs. They scored 18 runs across the entire series. So one thing I'll say that we learned from that series that the Pirates can learn once again in this series is just be patient at the plate against these guys. It's very possible to hit the White Sox. They're a team that, yes, they do pitch well. They rank fourth in Major League Baseball in strikeouts, which is a very solid number. They currently rank, I believe, very low as well in terms of the base on balls mark, which they do at 207 walks to 716 strikeouts. The other thing is, too, they don't really give up the home run ball too often either. So this is going to be a very tough series on that side. So you're really going to need Adam Frazier to be well in the series. You're going to need Colin Moran. You're going to need Brian Reynolds. You're going to need all these guys to be very solid, especially Key Brian Hayes as well. The other thing that's interesting going into the series is, for you guys that don't know, it's probably one of the most interesting statistics this year as far as a player goes, is looking at Yasmani Grandal. Currently, Yasmani Grandal, and this is funny, he has a 166 batting average on the season, but boy, has he been insane. 12 of his 25 base hits have gone for extra bases. 10 of them have been home runs. So he has a 166 batting average, but his OPS is a 762, which is right around league average, a little bit above it. And the even funnier part is he walks exceptionally well. I believe he's up there in the tops in the league in walks. So his on-base percentage is very good as well. So it's very interesting that Yasmani Grandal could potentially be a big problem here for the Pirates as they give up a ton of home runs from the pitching department. So I guess don't really pitch too close to Yasmani Grandal, but also don't be afraid to pitch at him either. And then I've brought this up on the podcast multiple times that the White Sox could be a big team in the Adam Frazier sweepstakes. Reason being is Nick Madrigal will not be in this game. Nick Madrigal, of course, is injured for the rest of the year. So this is an interesting little two-game set for the White Sox because they get a closer look at Adam Frazier. They're currently in on Eduardo Escobar from the Arizona Diamondbacks. If that doesn't work out, though, it's a very big possibility that the White Sox look at this series against Frazier, and if Frazier impresses, they could very well try to be in the sweepstakes for Adam Frazier. There's other teams, of course, that will be there as well. Now, as far as other things, I mean, the White Sox, of course, do a ton of things well. They're the best team, arguably, to me, in the American League. They've done very well this season, 43-29. I also picked them to win the World Series this year before the season started. If you all remember that episode and want to listen to some of my roster predictions, that was a fun one. And, I mean, there's going to be a lot that goes on in this game. I mean, the Pirates, of course, are the lower team. They were the lowly team in the Indian series as well. But it'll be very interesting to see how things work. I mean, it's going to be in PNC Park. The Pirates, of course, as I said yesterday on the podcast, should be going into every single series just trying to get a win. If they could pull out one win here against Chicago and split this series, I would consider it a win. Of course, the Pirates should be expecting a pretty interesting game between these two guys, or these two teams. I mean, the Pirates, of course, ended a 10-game losing streak after things went down. The White Sox, of course, enter this series on a 4-game losing streak, so they will most definitely be looking to get off the schneid a little bit. So that's basically everything I have to say about this short series. Of course, we'll recap the game tonight on tomorrow's episode, as well as we're going to have Adam Bittner on the episode again tomorrow, so that should be very fun as well, as we'll talk about some stuff regarding Brian Reynolds and a bunch of other things in baseball. But now is also a good time to let you know that Freshly is the sponsor of today's episode. Freshly offers chef-made, nutrient-packed, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Grocery shopping and cooking can be a pain, especially now in a pandemic. And with Freshly, you don't have to. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is very easy. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/lockedon. Stop stressing about dinner. Go to freshly.com/lockedon for $40 off your first two orders. Also, today's episode is brought to you by Wealthfront. Wealthfront is, of course, trusted with a lot of money, $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. And if you want your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB to start growing your savings today. Guess what today is, guys? It's Rowenzi Day. Rowenzi Contreras will be on the mound tonight for the Pittsburgh Pirates, for the Altoona Curve in the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league system tonight. And I haven't really talked about Rowenzi Contreras a lot on this podcast, but I really should start doing it more. Contreras has been absolutely insane this season. He's been insane for most of the time that he's been in the minors now, since 2017. 21 years old. If you don't know Rowenzi Contreras, he's a 21-year-old pitcher, originally from the New York Yankees organization, but the Pittsburgh Pirates acquired him in the trade for Jameson Taillon in the offseason, along with Michael Escato, Kanan Smith, and Andy Rodriguez. But so far, I mean, Contreras has looked like a phenomenal pitcher. Double A, of course, is the highest he's ever been this year for the Pirates. And in his minor league career, listen to this stat line in his minor league career. 289 and one-thirds innings pitched, a 19-12 record in 54 starts, a 3.08 ERA. And the even more awesome part about it is he has 264 strikeouts to 83 walks. In his minor league career, only given up a 217 batting average, a 1.09 whip, and, I mean, his ground outs to air outs is a 0.65. So he's been doing absolutely phenomenal. And then you look at this year, his first year in the Pirates minor league system. I mean, he's been one of the best pitchers in all of minor league baseball. He's 3-1 in 7 starts with a 2.03 ERA over 40 innings pitched. He's only given up 23 hits. 4 of those starts have been shutouts. Excuse me. 10 runs, 9 earned runs, only 2 home runs. And, I mean, he has 57 strikeouts to 9 walks. So what does this all mean for Contreras? Well, of course, he's 21 years old. He's currently the 20th ranked prospect in the Pirates system. It's very likely he jumps midseason if they were to redo these rankings. But Baseball America's Josh Norris actually said Contreras was very close to breaking into their top 100 prospects ranking. And he talks about it. He says he has a good chance to be there at midseason or even before that. So Contreras has really built up his stock as a Altoona curve player in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. He's done very fabulous. And I mean, after a start that he had, I believe it was last week against the Akron Rubber Ducks, it was very funny. Miguel Perez told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Miguel Perez, by the way, the manager of the Altoona Curve, he said, "It's funny, man. The guys in the dugout that know him pretty well were like, is something going on? There's something going on today. And actually, 3 runs is not a bad outing. It's just one of those things. He's been so good this year, this season. He's been dominating so much that it kind of seems to be rare and weird for the guys." Yeah, so Contreras thought he had a bad start. He pitched 5 1/3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks with 5 strikeouts. It's not a bad outing at all based on what we've seen from the Pittsburgh Pirates pitchers this year. And I mean, his composure is one thing that Perez has said has been very solid. He finds a way to get out of situations pretty easily. And it's the poise, said a scout familiar with his work. And I mean, you don't usually see this kind of thing from a kid this young. That's very awesome. And I mean, even more to his credit, in Class AA Northeast League, he's the 9th youngest player in that entire league. So he didn't get a lot of time last year, obviously, because of COVID. But he's risen up boards. He's doing very well. Excuse my cough today, guys. I don't know why this is all of a sudden coming up. But Contreras has looked really well. And as of right now, I mean, he ranks 104th on Baseball America. You look more deep into this stuff, his fastball has been awesome. With the Yankees, it averaged out about 90 to 94 miles per hour. Now it's averaging around 94 to 96 and working in the 98 range. So he's throwing harder, and he's even putting very good spin on it as well. He also commands his fastball very, very well. He has a very awesome arsenal as well. And I mean, there's some fun. It's a really fun thing to have a pitcher like this in the system. That if you were to make a bet here, I'd say he finishes the season in Indianapolis, or he just stays in Altoona for the entire year, plays in Indianapolis all of next year, and then we see him in 2023. He's only allowed 2 home runs, which is very good to him. I mean, he's leading the entire Class AA with a 0.27 home run to 9 rate. Last year in 2020 and 2019, which I like to combine those, he had a 0.68 home run by 9 rate in 2019. So, I mean, you got to look at it here. He's one of the best prospects in baseball. I mean, as far as pitching goes, he's been very well. You also have to think Miguel Yajure was also a part of that trade as well. He's looked impressive in his time. He's, of course, injured right now. So this Jameson Taillon trade, as I've mentioned before, continues to be in favor of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've done very well with this trade so far. Also, 1 month ago, we remember Contreras, of course, won pitcher of the week. And Altoona just loves celebrating when he pitches. I mean, they call it Roenzi Day. It's very fun to see the kid just develop, and I think he's going to be a mainstay starter for the Pittsburgh Pirates in a couple years. I would say maybe 2023 would probably be his mark, maybe the end of 2022 if September call-ups. But it's some of those things that you're going to have to wait and see. But, I mean, it should be very awesome. But it's also a very big possibility that he gets promoted at some point to the Indianapolis Indians. If he goes up there and struggles, you just send him back down to Double-A. But the Pirates have also made it very clear that they don't really want to make a slew of those moves until around the All-Star break in the middle of the minor league season. So we'll see if Contreras keeps it up. And I hope all of you watch closely as you watch the Pirates game. Turn on the Altoona game and watch this kid pitch. I mean, he's done absolutely phenomenal. And, I mean, they're not going to rush the kid either. He's only 21. And as being in a rebuild, there's no reason to bring up a kid this young, especially with what we've seen from Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller, of course, has struggled a little bit down in AAA, so I still think it's going to be a while before we see Mitch Keller back on the Major League roster unless some moves are made. So, I mean, Contreras, again, he's done very solid. Keep a close eye on this kid. I think he's going to be good. I mean, you also have Carmen Majinski, Brennan Malone. Quinn Priester has looked very solid as well. There's been some nights where Priester and Contreras pitch on the same night for their respective teams, and it's been very fun to watch them side by side. They both have very good confidence, very good command on their fastballs, and their breaking stuff has also been very good. So, again, keep a close eye on these guys. And Roenzy Contreras, be ready to see him in a Pittsburgh Pirates uniform at some point. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar, of course, is the best-tasting protein bar on the market, 100% chocolate-covered. They have 9 unique flavors that are available all the time and flavors that are out for limited times, so get them while they last. Make sure you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 20% off of your, or 15% off of your next order, meaning you could be an existing customer of Built Bar and still take part in this awesome offer if you haven't ordered in a while. And best of all, they are low in cholesterol, low in calories, low in fat, and high in protein. So make sure you go to BuiltBar.com and let them know that the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. All right, everyone, and welcome back to the final segment of Locked On Pirates today here on Tuesday, June 22nd. And now, we talked about Roenzy Contreras, but let's talk about another young player in the system for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mason Martin. Recently, MLB.com was talking about the top power-hitting prospects in all of baseball. Mason Martin's name was brought up for good reason. You look at Mason Martin across his minor league career, of course, all of his time being in the Pirates farm system, and he's played 311 games with 68 doubles, 7 triples, 68 home runs, 237 RBIs, 171 walks, 411 strikeouts, which is something I hope he does fix, a 249 average, a 356 on-base percentage, and a 5.05 slugging with a near 0.87 OPS. So Martin, of course, yes, has been very good as a power-hitting player. Now, of course, the Pirates right now are currently on top of Colin Moran. Colin Moran is their guy. Mason Martin, as of right now, though, if you look at the prospect rankings as to where he ranks among first basemen, he's currently 8th. His grades grade out at a 40 hitting, a 30 run, a 50 field, 60 power, 45 arm, 45 overall. And, I mean, he was a 17th round pick back in the 2017 draft, so him panning out has been a very big thing for the Pirates. I mean, again, his ETA is also 2022, so Mason Martin could be a guy that you see in the majors next year. 2023 sounds a little bit better. And one thing scouts always say about him, there's no question the kid has raw power. He hits the baseball hard and well. His average exit velocity during the 2019 season was 91.5 miles per hour. Of course, that was among the top averages in the minor leagues. And I mean, he does have a swing and miss issue, which is kind of what is getting a little bit concerning for him. 30% strikeout rate over his career. So if he can fix that, I mean, he has the potential to be a crazy guy. But the thing is about Mason Martin as well is he's a left-handed batter. So being in PNC Park in his career, being a left-handed power hitter, we've seen it with Gregory Polanco. We've seen it with Colin Moran. We've seen it with a guy like Pedro Alvarez as well. We've seen that he can deliver And those guys delivered as power-hitting left-handed or left-handed hitters because that Clemente wall is so close in. So, and if one thing Mason Martin is very good at is just putting the baseball over the right field wall. He's also improved conditioning-wise. They did say he was a little out of shape when he came in to the Pirates organization, but he's put himself in shape a little bit. He's also done very well defensively. He is trying to address a lot of his defensive ability as well, which is a good thing. We all remember the Josh Bell experiment at first base for a while, and his defense just plummeted over time. And at the alternate training camp last summer, he worked a lot on limiting fly balls. Obviously, he's a home run hitter, but he worked a lot on trying to get the ball on the ground a little bit more. And he could damage almost anything. You look at any charts about what pitches he faces, off speed or fastball or cutter or whatever, he crushes everything. He's also said that he wants to be a more than a one-dimensional guy. And that's something that I really like to hear out of Mason Martin. I think it's awesome that he wants to be more than just a first baseman that can hit the ball hard. He wants to be a good defensive first baseman and then also maybe even play elsewhere. And you look at some of the guys that are ahead of him. Of course, we've seen Bobby Bradley. He's a guy we saw in the Indian series. Tristan Casas, Boston, Aaron Sabato, Seth Beer. Lewin Diaz is another guy we've seen from the Miami Marlins. Michael Toglia of the Colorado Rockies. But some people said there's a very big possibility that Mason Martin can jump higher on this list, and he was listed as one of the top power hitting first basemen, so there's no reason to not think that he can do it. And I mean, he's also really the only first baseman they have in the system behind Colin Moran, so there's a real possibility. I think next year, Colin Moran, if he's still around, I think there's a real possibility that he could be offloaded if Mason Martin is ready, which gets the Pirates a little bit more prospects and stuff. And you really could again see something about him coming up pretty soon. And he really wants to replicate that 2019 season that he had here in 2021. It's been a good year for him so far. 8 home runs, 28 RBIs. And Mason Martin's a very exciting prospect to look forward to as well. I gave you 2 prospects today that I would keep a close eye on as Pirates fans over the next couple of weeks. And realistically, neither of them will be up in 2021, but it makes watching the Pirates more fun because you could say, oh, I watched Mason Martin and Roenzy Contreras play in AA before they were major leaguers, and you can learn a lot more about these players. And I mean, hopefully I'm giving you enough information to make them sound really good. And I want to know your thoughts about Roenzy Contreras and Mason Martin on Twitter at Locked On Pirates. You can also follow me on Twitter at MVP_Ethan, where I post stuff from my independent blog and talk about the Clippers, the Steelers, the Penguins, and whatever's going on in sports. I hope you all have a fabulous rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow on Wednesday with Adam Bittner talking about Brian Reynolds being an extension candidate or a trade candidate, and among other things as well. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. Enjoy the game tonight, and I'll see you on the flip side.